Can you please send it to us, Lydia, since you have them both? You just cut those two.
I don't have yours. I mean, I could go dig it up, but we'll have to come back to it for me to do so.
Okay. So we do
I'll send it. That is cleaner. So we can continue while I do this.
Okay.
Well,
and then,
what number are we on?
We're on number 11 and reinserting Mia's language from yesterday.
Okay, number 11.
So now we have a new 12. There's 11 and 12. So now we're going to get to 13.
Okay, but
on Lydia's.
I'm sorry.
And the 13 would be.
Well, you struck number 7, so 13 is 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Marcel. Yeah, you're right. I'm just looking at the sheet. Yep.
May I ask a question? I'm just taking Lydia's draft, and as we go through each section, I'm just saying no objection, and I'm making the changes and just saying no objection. When we went to number 7 and we had this vote and we voted to strike, do you really want me to write how the vote was on that or just strike it since everybody agreed to a strike?
You could just strike it. I mean,
okay.
I don't.
Okay.
That's up to the body. You could just strike it.
All right. I feel more comfortable when we're working on a document like this doing that rather than going, you know, who moved this and that and whatever. It just makes it so complicated.
Okay. So you could just strike it. And like Marcel so correctly said, that we are at 12 because that was struck. And Lydia is going to send the 11 and 12 for me. I appreciate that.
So we are now on number 10. What we just discussed was 10 that starts out the LSB and or is...
No, that...
That's what she's sending?
Yes.
She's going to send a different version so we can...
Only those two items. She's going to send the new numbers
10
and 11.
And 11, okay.
10 and 11? No, 11 and 12.
You're going to send what I sent yesterday that's labeled 11.
Oh, that's we struck 7. Okay.
It'll become 10 and 11.
Because we struck 7, right?
Right. Okay. So now we're at 12, okay? And number 12 is, if the selection is made by a subcommittee, the LSB shall, in executive session, discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, or select candidates from the final round of interviews as described in number 4 above. Okay. Is there any objection to this? This is fine.
Well, I want to go back to 4. No objection to number 12, but I wanted to go back to 4 because we went through the first sentence of 4.
Okay.
So are we going back to 4?
Mm-hmm. Going back to 4 in the final sentence, there may be two sets of final interviews, one by interested paid and unpaid staff, comma, and the other by subcommittee.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's a question for Andrea because we asked about the pool before. So I'd like to ask you, Andrea, in your hiring process, the staff, have input on senior management hires?
Yes. Like we're doing it right now. We have paid and unpaid staff participating on the committee to do the screening because we have representatives on the LSB and they can participate in the process. If I'm responding to you, honestly, if you understand me.
I do understand. I don't have any problem with people who are members of the LSB.
Uh-huh.
My my issue is that we may have our process come to a screeching halt when we come to staff, paid and unpaid staff.
Oh, okay. Well, we've had both. We've had representation with other paid and unpaid people on the committee. Now that I think about it, yeah, and they weren't on the LSB. We decided to do that. And the committee could come together to decide whether they want to do that, but we've included others, at least on the reviewing and screening process and making recommendations as well, along with the committee. I mean, because we treated them as committee members, yes.
Marcel, would you like me to offer some language and see how it sounds?
Yeah, we need some language to staff out, but so that the process cannot be stopped.
Okay. How about?
Is it because you have difficulties with that in your area? Let me understand.
Well, we've never had anything like this the 4 years I've been on the board, but in the last year, it's been very contentious. And what I was asking about, Andrea, was not at the station, but in your work and employment. Because my experience has been in my work and employment, I have never had staff interview senior management for a permanent position. It could be offered, but it was never understood to be a right.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Now at work, no. We just did a process where we had supervisory staff to enter to screen, but not staff.
Not a general.
No.
Yeah, and
no.
That's been my experience in employment.
Yeah.
I've never been anywhere that staff automatically interviews senior management.
Yeah.
It can be extended, but it is not assumed.
You know what the difference is, Marcel, is that on this governance body, which there is staff that's on our governance bodies, and that
I have no objection to that staff. But this opens it up to me that it could be, we could have 157 staff members because the language is loose.
Okay,
and interview our PD. In which case, if I were going to a job and 157 people interviewed me, I'd leave.
This is Lydia.
Okay.
Well, as you know, as I said before, I would strike the word interview.
Right. Yeah.
For sure.
And
I would
have language.
In which case, also that last sentence has to include LSB. I didn't.
LSB.
You know,
yeah.
I was never in favor of that sentence anyway because of there may be two sets of final interviews. There can be 12. But so at least we changed it to May. But we can say one of which may include, you know, if we decide to leave it at paid and unpaid staff, and the LSB. The LSB can certainly have its own interview if it chooses. And or the LSB. I would definitely strike interview because it's one thing to introduce someone to the staff and maybe have a few informal questions, but it's quite another that, and you can stop that if it gets, you know, antagonistic or whatever. But if you set it up as an interview, that's a whole other ball of wax. Plus, as I said, there would be no training, or they would have to stick to the number of questions previously outlined or whatever.
Well,
I would not call it an interview.
What if we just said something like the LSB or subcommittee may include...
May arrange?
May,
how about that, Teresa?
May include a meet and greet with the staff in the process or something like that?
I don't think we need to delineate meet and greets. I think this language needs to be cleaner. It needs to be specific.
Okay. So how about this?
But you don't want to use the word interview, so what word do you want to use?
I have some language, ladies.
Okay.
Pushing an hour. The subcommittee or LSB may arrange a meeting of the candidate and put S for candidates, right, of the candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff. How is that? You want me to say it again? Hope I can say it again. The subcommittee or LSB may arrange a meeting of the candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff. Is that clean enough?
I'm good.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Now I have to... Do you have it, Teresa? Because I would have to type it up. I'm trying to get away from the glare of my laptop.
Wait, can you say it one more time? I could type it up and send it.
Okay.
Sure.
This is what I've got. The LSB or subcommittee may arrange a meeting with the candidate finalists.
No, may arrange a meeting. Shouldn't that be of the candidate finalists?
Yes, of.
Of the candidates, right.
Of the candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff.
Right. The LSB or subcommittee may arrange a meeting of the candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff.
Staff plural, staff singular.
Singular,
okay. And candidate finalists, that's not possessive or anything, it's just two words, candidate finalists, not hyphenated, not slash in between or anything like that.
No, just two words.
Candidate is modifying the finalist there.
That's right.
Okay.
I have
a question.
Derail the process.
Mia?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mia?
I heard Andrea and
Mark.
Go ahead, Andrea.
Yeah. Let me understand something because why me? Aren't they going to interview the finalists?
It's really hard for me to hear you, Andrea. I'm sorry.
Because that is confusing to me because normally the finalists are interviewed by the LSB.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I mean, why not call it an interview by the LSB? I mean, why say meet?
Well, I think the idea here is for the staff to meet the people.
But they meet in the process of the hire anyway. What I'm trying to prevent, Nia, is that we get hung up in paid and unpaid staff.
We get
to that bump and we can't get anywhere past the staff, the unpaid staff. And you get right there and you rock on it. And it's 5.5 months.
Have one in your process, you could write one meeting and that's it. You know, just have it done in one meeting. Then if you don't bring the candidates in, then they can't hang them up.
I have a point of inquiry, and it's with what you're saying too, Marcel. If it's the LSB making the recommendation, right?
It is the LSB making the recommendation, and the LSB has staff on it already.
Yeah. Well, already. So why?
Yeah, so why are we having a separate meeting?
Meeting.
I'm just confused.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what
because
I'm
the LSB has staff.
It has staff already. You don't have to keep doing that because that opens that door up, and then everybody else is going to. It's up to the LSB to make the decision.
Mm-hmm. And that's why, because none of my
it includes staff, paid
and
unpaid.
And it includes staff and the representative.
Right.
I don't understand. I'm just confused about why are we singling out paid and unpaid staff?
At this particular point in the package, it's not, especially now that we're down at the end, right? I'm trying to follow this trail.
Okay. I'm trying to recall. When this was first sent out, it had it there because different stations function differently. So what we can do is we can have a vote on it because the thing is staff has different questions, you know, that they might want to talk with them about. And like
but aren't there reps on the LSB? Pardon me, I don't mean I seldom push a point this hard, but I'm pushing it this hard because I know the contention. It may work at BA, it may work at your station, Mia, but it does not work at W. Not only does it not work, but this is a major bone of contention at W. And these people are truly Washingtonians. They understand every procedural trick in the book. It will take us 6 months to get an agreed upon meeting.
Okay.
I have a question.
You go ahead, Teresa.
Okay. So, Marcel, you're saying that we don't need to have any extra meeting with the paid and unpaid staff. Just let the LSB and its subcommittee do its work, and then if it goes from the subcommittee to the LSB has a representation of staff, and you don't need to arrange any other meeting, so why don't even mention it, right?
Yeah, and if another station wants to do it, or if they elect to do it, then you have the right to do anything you want to. But anything that is language, that is included language, can be turned.
Mm-hmm. But if we don't put it in there, then let's say then probably there's a possibility that the staff might say, well, we wanted to meet these candidates, but it's, you know, because it's not dictated, then you didn't allow it.
I'm going to have here, Marcel. So you have one side of the problem, and I have the other side of the problem. You know
this
what
is
I mean?
Lydia.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay. I completely sympathize with Marcel. However, it has been my experience in speaking to, and I always do this when we hire a member of management, to ask them about what they thought of the process. And the feedback has been that they appreciated meeting with the staff because then they're not thrown in cold into a situation that the staff may feel they were frozen out of completely. I think that just in terms of that, that's a good thing. And so the language can work for or against you. And so whereas I was adamant about taking out the interview because I do not believe the staff should be interviewing the candidates for all the reasons that I've articulated, I do think that meeting with them will make it easier on whoever gets hired. It just, you know, they're not going to be as antagonistic. If it's a good candidate, they should be able to hopefully ingratiate themselves in that first interview or in that interview. Not interview, sorry, in that meeting. Sorry, contradicting myself.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid, that they're going to interpret it as interview, even though the word says M-E-E-T-I-N-G. But working at the employment office, if you told me your name was M-E-E-T-I-N-G and you pronounced it Sue, I said Sue. Sue, Sue. Okay. Meeting, interview.
Yeah. It's interview. Yeah.
Okay. So, Marcel, are you moving to strike this? Is this what I'm hearing? And then we'll just vote on it. Okay?
Well, I'd like to weigh in.
Okay. So, go ahead, Teresa.
I'm not so sure. I mean, as long as the LSB... we might want to say may or may not. The LSB may or may not include a meeting with the staff and not an unpaid staff. If we did that, I mean, it's clear the people in charge are the LSB. And if they don't want to have a meeting, then they're not going to. And it's not an interview. It is a meeting that may happen if the LSB decides.
And I have no problem with that, Teresa. As a matter of fact, I think all of the points made make a great deal of sense. My only concern is that the language is manipulated into going from may to shall, and then absolutely shall, and we'll lock the station down if we don't.
But I would say let's make it may or may not, and it's real clear who makes the decision, and that's the LSB. They're not going to change it to shall. We're going to put this out, and it's going to have the word may or may not in it. So how does it get changed to shall? Who's going to do that?
I mean, that's where we have our structure comes into play, in which case both the ED and council, if necessary, if there is the wrong interpretation of language.
Okay. All right. I would support
Teresa's language.
I heard what Teresa, but may to means may or may not. But if you want us to add may not, we can. I don't think it's necessary, but we can add it. I mean, we approve that language. So do we want to go back and put Teresa's may not? I don't think I don't think we need may not.
Well, it may sound amateurish. I do agree with you, Nia. It may sound amateurish, but I think it needs to be spelled out. I think it needs to be so clear that there is no way that you misinterpret may for shall.
Oh, all right. So,
I would say put in or may not, because may is like we're suggesting that they do something.
Mm-hmm.
May or may not is saying it's totally up to you, LSB, and they're the decision makers.
Okie dokie. All right.
Okay, that's fine. Then I withdraw any other objections except that this language conform. So it would be may or may not, exactly as Teresa said. Okay.
All right. No problem. Is there any objection to adding may not to make it even clearer?
And I have one other suggestion, and I'll be quiet. I won't push this hard again, guys. I'm sure Andrea would agree with me. Generally, they're called qualified candidates.
So
generally when the language is written, it's qualified candidates, and then they short it to QC. So you might want to put qualified candidates.
Instead of the candidate finalists?
Yes, you would put qualified candidates.
So you're proposing that read the
qualified candidate finalists, right? Because that's where we are.
Yeah, qualified candidate finalists.
Okay. Finalists. Yes, that's it.
Okay, the LSB may or may not arrange a meeting of the qualified candidate finalists with the paid and unpaid staff.
Yes.
Okay. Uh-huh. Madam Chair, is there an objection to that?
Yeah, I was waiting. You finished writing it? Yeah. Is there any objection? I'm just making my own notes here, too, as big as I can. Is there any objection?
None whatsoever.
Okay. All right. Great, great, great. So we worked through that one really well. Now we are at... Okay, Marcel. This is your favorite. This is your number, right, Marcel? We're at... 12? We're at 12, right, Marcel?
We're 12.
Are we at the one that Lydia was going to... Wasn't Lydia going to send something to us and we were going to split one into two paragraphs?
Yeah.
Didn't get it?
Okay.
That was number 7.
So we now... She has one that starts in the case of the search... Okay, committee. In the case of the search committee, search subcommittee...
This is what I sent was entitled Language for the New 10 and 11. Did everyone get that?
Mm-hmm.
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
You do have it. Okay. Yeah, that was, I reinserted Nia's, I put a G instead of H. previous language from yesterday.
Okay.
And just replace that G instead of the H.
I am a little bit confused here. Ten,
okay.
You start.
So you're going to go from number 9, Teresa,
nine.
And you're going to delete the original 11 and cut and paste what Lydia just sent, and those two
okay,
will be 10
let me,
and 11.
Let me make sure I'm on the same page here. Number 9 is the one that starts if, comma, as the six-month mark of subcommittees exist and approaches. That's number 9, right?
Right.
Okay. Number 10 is now... number 10 now starts in the case of the search... Shouldn't there be a comma there or something? In the case of the search subcommittee?
Yeah, what was the language? Oh, shoot. Why didn't I write that? Yes. Right. In the case of a subcommittee, it shall write a final published
I sent it, and it says, in the case of the search, except that I put a G instead of an H, subcommittee. It's awkward. Something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What I have here is that we decided on was, in the case of a subcommittee, it shall write a final public report. That's what I have written down on my sheet here that we approved. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
So it's just an adding of it.
It's you're deleting because remember you didn't like the created.
Yes.
So we're taking that out. A created. We're putting in the case of
the subcommittee, and you're going to strike search.
It's search.
I would leave in search.
Yeah, that was the only. I don't have that struck now.
It reads, in the case of the search subcommittee, it shall write, I just left it out of there.
Okay.
Right. In the case
of the search subcommittee, comma, it shall write a final public
report. That's correct.
Explaining
exactly.
The process it went through in its search and recommendations, and shall
right.
Also submit a confidential appendix to the LSV containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by this committee, subcommittee.
Oh, subcommittee. That subcommittee should be in there as well.
Members of their vote.
Yes.
Okay. In the case of the search subcommittee, comma, it shall write a final public report explaining the process it went through in its search and recommendations, comma, I think, and shall also submit a confidential appendix to the LSB containing the names and the rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, comma, along with any explanations written by subcommittee members of their votes.
Right.
Okay.
And we go to the next one.
No objection to that?
That was already approved.
Oh, okay.
Just,
all right.
You're number 11. If no
subcommittee instead
right.
of committee
okay.
is created.
And you can keep created here, Nia.
Yeah.
I'll let you have that created.
Okay. If no subcommittee is created, okay, good. So we're just adding sub. Okay. Do you have that, Teresa?
I have it. If no subcommittee is created, comma, I think, comma.
That noise? I'm hearing that noise.
Or if those tasks were not assigned, comma, the LSB shall prepare a public report as described above and a confidential appendix to the GM containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, 3 to 5, along with any explanations written by LSB and members of their votes.
Perfect.
Okay, I'm going to take out the comma I just put in here. Okay, if no subcommittee is created or if those tasks were not assigned, comma, The LSB shall prepare a public report as described above and a confidential appendix to the GM.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't...
I think a comment needs to be...
I think if it's because if those tasks were not assigned, it doesn't say which tasks. So I would say if no subcommittee is created...
If they don't create a subcommittee,
right, then the LSB...
Right, that's right, yes, Lydia. If no subcommittee is created, right, the LSB, so we take out if... those not assigned, because we're not going to assign them to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
If no subcommittee is created, comma, the LSB shall prepare a public report as described above and a confidential appendix to the GM containing the names and rankings of its recommended pool members, comma, along with any explanations written by LSB members of their votes.
Yes.
So I put I put a comma after created and a comma after 3 to 5. And I deleted that one section.
All right.
Okay. Are we done?
No. We have your number 13.
13.
Right, which is, number 12, which we now need to strike that last one.
Well, what about this one that starts, the LSB and or the subcommittee shall produce? Do I delete that now? What is that?
Wait a second, Teresa.
That's just
I didn't hear that noise. What did you say, Teresa?
I still had that previous paragraph before it was split. I'm deleting that previous paragraph. I'm sorry. So now we are on number 13, correct?
No, we're on 12, right, Martha?
Okay, we're on 12. 7,
you're right. We're on 12.
No.
Could somebody kindly maybe move your phone away from the computer or something? It's screaming. Okay, thank you.
You want me to read 12?
Yes, go ahead.
If the selection is made by a subcommittee, comma, the LSB shall, in executive session, discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, comma, or select candidates from the final round of interviews, comma, as described in number 4 above.
Okay. And since number 4 was for... Marcel had
a little hissy fit.
No, you don't have four.
Aren't we?
We have to interviews because we changed it to meetings, right? I want to make sure that we didn't forget that.
May or may not.
In number four says, I have too many sheets of paper.
Is that you, Leah?
Yeah, you know what? Because I printed it on and it's like a 24 font so I could see it because I'm only seeing out of one eye. So I have all these pieces of paper.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Is it annoying you? I'm sorry.
No problem.
I'm just thinking, wait a minute, something wasn't flowing there. If the selection is made by a subcommittee, the LSB shall discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool president or select from the final round of interviews as described in number 4. Number 4.
Well, number 4 does mention interviews.
Didn't we strike the whole thing about final interviews and we reworked that?
Remember, we worked to say the subcommittee?
The LSB or subcommittee may or may not arrange. You get what I'm saying? So if we make reference to it there.
Well, not only that, but there's something wrong with it. If you're presenting the candidate pool and their rankings, why do you have or select candidates from the final round of interviews? Oh, Yeah, okay, I get it.
As described in number four. So as described in number four,
I don't know that you have to say as described in number four, because number four doesn't really describe much. It does mention interview, and it does mention...
Yeah, because you're no longer doing those interviews.
You just strike it all together.
Strike what all together?
You strike it all together. Strike as this interview.
Strike what?
Yeah, and strike it all together. Hi, hurry up.
Strike what?
I'm not sure.
Strike as described in number four above. Take that out altogether. You don't need
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right, but you don't take out all of 12.
No. Just strike as described in number four above.
Okay. If the selection is made by subcommittee, the LSB in executive session shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee or select candidates from the final round of interviews.
So you mean the LSB is limited?
I'm not following.
Well, in other words, like if the LSB wanted to do what I had suggested the GM should be able to do, which is to look at all of the resumes and say, why didn't you include this person who's eminently qualified?
Okay.
Well,
ultimately, the LSB, unless in a motion it says we don't want to choose the pool and the rankings, right, is supposed to be doing this. So unless it votes away its prerogative to do so.
Okay, so how about if we say or select other candidates?
I think all you have to do is that if the selection is made by a subcommittee, I just think that the ranking, the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, in other words, it's the pool and the rankings that the LSB in executive session is going to discuss and vote on whether to accept that pool and ranking.
Right.
So that's all. It could just stop there.
Period.
But I wouldn't use as the selection. I would just simply say the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, period.
Period, and just pull out, right.
Yeah,
right.
So you delete the first part of the sentence and put it here.
But
you strike, if the selection is made by a subcommittee, you just put the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, period.
But Teresa.
Other candidates.
What?
Does that answer your concern about looking at the other resumes?
No, because obviously then the LSB can decide what it's going to do. I mean, what happens if it doesn't accept any of it? Has the choice of not accepting the pool or the rankings, which case you go back to square one, or decide to look at the resumes or whatever the LSB decides to do at that point.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Teresa on the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Teresa.
I think that you should say, if it decides not to accept the candidate pool and rankings of the subcommittee, I think you ought to make some general statement about what the LSB can do. Like, do what it wants.
Lydia,
I think you're the woman to do it, to describe what to put there.
Yeah, I hear what Lydia is saying, is that they have that prerogative. But I think we what did I have yesterday? What did I have yesterday, Lydia? Did I have any?
That's your language, isn't it? That's your language. I didn't come up with this language, the one about the final round of interviews.
Okay. I can't remember now. Okay. So
put here, the selection is made by a subcommittee of the LSB. I'm sorry.
That selection is not made.
Right. I'm just reading out loud.
Right.
It is made by a subcommittee of the LSB, showing the executive should discuss and vote.
Okay, ladies, good night. I have a long drive, so
okay.
I'm leaving work, but,
Okay, so you think...
For select candidates from a reevaluate its method for selecting, its candidates or something?
That's what... I guess somehow I can't get it out of my head that my language isn't working. I'm sorry. So I need some language. I'm sorry.
If the selection is made by a subcommittee,
I think it should just stay. Oh, if anybody should care, I think it should just end right where Lydia ended it at the end.
I don't like that because it seems like we should just reiterate that the LSB can. Will still choose by whatever method they want. They're going to reevaluate whatever method they're going to use and select and make their selection, not necessarily by the subcommittee's.
Well, they can. What can they do? They can revisit the pool of candidates. The general pool of candidates.
Or revisit the pool of candidates by whatever means necessary?
Revisit the pool of candidates. And if the pool is deemed inadequate, may reconstitute a committee. Because it's also true, it's not like you get 100 great resumes at any given time. Every search committee I have been on, there are really just like usually like a couple. I don't think I've even had three that you seriously would necessarily consider, maybe three, out of 100, 140 resumes you might get. So there's a lot. So if the three, for whatever reasons, or the one or the two, are just, not what the board wants, have to start a new ad, meaning advertising perhaps in other media or whatever. You have to come up with a methodology. Or after 6 months, that's the other thing, is that some of the candidates you want have already been taken up.
Lydia?
Yeah?
I liked where you start. I'm trying to do language here. Can you remember where you said? You said something like...
I wrote it down.
If the LSB deems,
may, in this case, revisit the pool of candidates. And if the pool is deemed inadequate, may reconstitute... a search committee.
A search.
Or may
search committee, or you want to go to the other resumes?
That's what I said. I said may in this case revisit the pool of candidates, and if the pool is deemed to be inadequate, may reconstitute a new search committee or whatever. At that point, I trail off.
Wow. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Jeez. They would never get hired.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. Every search committee I have been on has very few really standout resumes. And those that have, there are other circumstances that have disqualified them. In one instance, during a KPFA search, the husband got a job here in L.A., so then... one of their finalists was no longer able to be a finalist. I mean, life happens. That's the problem. And also, the longer the search, the more apt those things are to happen. So we're actually creating a lengthy search, 6 months, because our folks are used to meeting no more frequently than every month. When I've been in a three-month search committee, we met every week. So figure if they meet every 2 weeks, it could take 6 months. By then, your best people are may be taken up. That's the problem. And you may only have the choice of a couple to begin with.
Okay, Lydia.
May I read what we have?
Yeah, let's do the language. I really have a concern about reconstituting the committee. I think Marcel will have a vet. Marcel. Well, I appreciate that we need to go
if the
back.
Selection is made by a subcommittee, comma, the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee.
Period.
Yeah, that was my original end of story.
Okay.
But if you want more,
if the LSB deems
okay,
the pool,
wait a minute.
What
okay,
do you have
comma
to read that?
Or okay, instead of putting a period, put a comma. Or may revisit the pool of candidates, and if the pool is deemed inadequate, may reconstitute the subcommittee.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Oh no, that is just a road to obstruction.
I'm okay with the part.
But what do you all think happens if the LSB already knows its prerogative that it can vote the pool down? What do you think happens then?
I think we should just leave it as at revisiting the qualified folks. You know.
You want me to give you the other scenario? If we don't put language in there.
Yeah, go ahead.
Even though I'm contradicting my initial thing here, which was to just the period, which is then they keep the interim program director that's been there for the past 3 years.
But even if you reconstitute it, that's going to happen also.
Well, that's right. True, but what I am saying is that you can, the LSB is the one that either decides to, okay, this is kind of a mediocre pool of people, but we're going to pick someone anyway because, you know, the interim is so unsatisfactory, right? That's one way to go, or whatever it decides to do. The point is they still have the power to say no to a pool. So our question is, are we going to offer them the next step? Do we articulate it? Whether we articulate it or not, what are you suggesting that they're going to do?
Well, do you want to just say revise the process or review the process instead of, or may revisit the pool of candidates or revisit the process?
Yeah, I actually like that language better.
Okay, I can live with that.
Okay.
Yes, that was good, Teresa. That was good. Marcel,
okay. So let me see
solve
if
your anxiety over there. I could.
If the selection is made by a subcommittee, comma, the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, comma, or may revisit the pool of candidates.
I still like reconstituting the committee because that may be the problem. But, okay.
I don't think you should plant that seed, Lydia. Marcel, you still with us?
I'm still here.
Okay, now, you said you liked my wording, but I either said revisit or revise the process. Do you like the word?
Or review the process.
Revisit. How about revisit?
Revisit is good. Revisit the process.
We revisited the pool.
I can live with that language.
Yeah.
Or revisit the process.
Okay, Teresa, read again. We have one more, then we're going to...
Okay. Okay. If the selection is made by a subcommittee, comma, the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, comma, or may revisit the pool of candidates, or redo the process, restart the process.
Revisit. What should be, or revisit the process. That's it.
I don't like the word revisit.
I do.
Why not? Why not?
Well, because we just said revisit the pool of candidates.
We want to revisit everything.
May, let's see,
yeah, reassess is good.
Yeah, or may revisit the...
No, she just doesn't like using revisit so much, so let's just say reassess.
Well, let's say reassess the candidates and revisit the process.
Oh, that's better.
Okay.
Say it again, please, Marcel. I'm sorry.
I said reassess the candidates.
The pool of candidates.
But we,
the pool of candidates, qualified candidates.
But we really are revisiting the pool of candidates. And they might say, you know what, we don't like what this subcommittee did, but we want to consider this pool, you know, these people in the pool of candidates, and they might pick it from there, right?
Yeah.
So they really are revisiting the pool of candidates. But if they go, if they don't like the pool of candidates either, they're going to have to restart the whole process or reassess the process or revise the process or...
Okay, so how about a compromise of revisiting the process then? And that should solve that.
About what? What is the compromise?
Revisit the process.
If you want...
Yeah, but you. But I am now agreeing with Teresa on the revisit our original language, semi-original language, of revisiting the pool of candidates, of qualified candidates.
Well, that was what I said, but then Teresa sold me on process. Okay, so read it now, please.
If the selection is made by a subcommittee, comma, the LSB shall in executive session discuss and vote on whether to accept the candidate pool and rankings as presented by the subcommittee, comma, or may revisit the pool of candidates, comma, or blank the process.
Retune. Give it a tune-up.
Yeah, retune. Retune the process.
Yeah, they're going to think we're nuts, but it's okay.
Okay, and you wanted to say revisit the pool of qualified candidates.
That's correct.
Or blank the process.
Well, my choice would still be reassess.
I don't mind reassess.
Mm-hmm. Well, ladies, I have to be somewhere by 6 a.m.
So but there's only four of us, so we may tie. I'm good with reassess. Teresa's good with reassess. Nia?
Or reanalyze? You like reanalyze?
No.
How about rethink?
No. Review?
Well, rethink is not bad.
Okay, go ahead. Choose a word.
Reassess or review?
Review.
Or review.
We could do redo.
Review.
No, review is good.
Review is the one we want? R-E-V-I-E-W?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Review the process.
Okay.
No objection?
Okay.
Are we done?
No objection.
Now
we're done.
On number 13.
Oh.
Number 13.
We're not done?
No, number 13 is the last one. It says, as Article 7, Section 3E of the Pacifica Bylaws, the general manager shall make the final decision regarding which individual from the pool shall be offered the position. Said decision shall be made and reported to the LSB within a month of receipt of the LSB's recommendations. That one was approved from last
earlier.
Week or whatever, the week before, whatever it is.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
That's good. Okay, I move to adjourn.
Okay.
I move to approve the substitute as amended. Any objection?
Without objection.
Nope. Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good night.
Okay. Thank
good
you.
Night.
Bye.
Nia, can you stay on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm here.
Make sure you're off the stream. I wouldn't stay on. You're on the stream.
Okay, but Nia, I just want to be sure what with this last thing we did. We just approved the whole document as amended?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The whole substitute motion. This was the substitute motion.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And you know what, Teresa? I need it because I have to write the report tomorrow. So could you email it to me, please? I'm going to rest my eyes and then write.
Yeah, email it to the committee in case we catch anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole committee. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Teresa. Thank you so much. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye. Please. Bye.